There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
The fog comes on little cat feet. It sits looking over harbor and city on silent haunches and then moves on. This is one of the most famous and the shortest 6-line poem. The fog comes on little cat feet. It sits looking over harbor and city on silent haunches and then moves on. From the collection Chicago Poems, 1916, Carl Sandburg. The poet describes fog as if a silent cat who is coming, a still cat. Now walking, and after some time, it disappears. The fog came, the fog stayed, and it disappeared. In fog, many things happen. Just as in winter, when fog would come in Mount Abu, many times it has been mentioned in Murli that children got lost. And then Baba, referring to this event, talks about the advent of Maya in life as fog, the mist of Maya, the fog of Maya, the smog of Maya. So when such a thing happens, children get lost. So when you walk and there is fog, few things happen. And what are they? The first, visibility decreases. You can't see. The logic, the intelligence, the reason is hijacked. Emotions become more powerful and the logic is lost. And the decisions taken under the sway of emotions always lead to repentance. On one side is emotions, another side is logic. And Baba had often meant and said that you have to strike a subtle balance between the two. Sometimes, when somebody is overpowered and overwhelmed with emotions, even if they are spiritual emotions, they lead to fall. Thoughts and emotions. We are all emotional beings. But if you don't learn to train our emotions to remain stable, the visibility will go down. You can't see then. The intellect gets crowded and clouded, confused. So whenever When the thinking is not clear, know that this is the fog of Maya. Whenever you feel confused, know that it is the attack of Maya. If you know this, then you can at least make attempt to extricate yourself, to free yourself from that condition. Otherwise, emotions tell you that this is correct. Go on. And one confusion leads to another confusion, and smaller confusion takes you to bigger confusion, and bigger confusion takes to bigger trouble. So the first thing is, visibility is reduced. You can't see. Mind is hazy. It's not clear. You sit and start to think about particular thing, but you can't plan anything. Refined intellect is planning intellect. The more your intellect is pure, you can plan things. And you will be surprised to see that whatever you have planned, it has come to pass. It has materialized. Your thoughts become actions done. The purer the thoughts, the purer the intellect becomes. To see that, your vision remains clear. Intellect remains clean all the time. So that is first. Second, in fog, speed reduces. If somebody is driving a car or vehicle, can you drive fast? No. So when there is a fog, automatically you have to reduce the slowdown. You have to reduce the speed. So when the fog of Maya comes in life, and Maya comes like an uninvited guest, an unexpected guest. You never went to Maya and knock at her door and invite her. She comes without an invitation letter, like a storm, like a hurricane. Her father-in-law calls at her daughter's house. So her son-in-law picks up the phone and he says, "How is the storm on that side of?" Because it's a stormy weather. So father-in-law asks, "Son-in-law, how is the storm?" He says, "At present she is sleeping." It goes down. The third, roads become slippery. So when the roads are slippery, you can sleep anytime. The path of intense effort is already a slippery path. Many have slipped. It's better to walk slowly and consistently rather than walking fast and slipping down. So when there is a fog, roads are wet. You can slip. Fourth, when there is a fog, there are chances of accidents. Somebody might hit you, or you might hit somebody, because you can't see. So there is conflict of sanskars, disturbances in relationships. So when anything like that is happening, know that this is Maya. A is in conflict with B. The conflict cannot happen without your permission, without your involvement, and without your ego. Because in conflict, everybody wants to prove or convince, "I am right." First agree that you are wrong, then we will proceed. "I am right." This is one of the greatest and the subtlest and the royalest forms of Maya. So, accidents. Fifth, when there is a fog, you can't see and you can fall in the ditch, in some hole. You can fall in ditch. There is a hole and you can't see and you just fall down. So when there is an advent of Maya in life, there is every chance of fall. And when you fall, it is not that easily you get up. A lot of time is wasted and a lot of energy is wasted, and along with it comes repentance and the heaviness. So it's better to walk slowly, but consistently. It's better to walk slowly, but without stopping carefully. So, fall. Then, whenever there is fog, there is associated fear because you can't see things. Fog is associated with darkness most of the times. And there is associated fear of wild animals, of unseen ghosts, an atmosphere of terror. Fear is one of the forms of Maya. Fear of what? Spirituality is the path of fearlessness. But when you carry fear, you can't progress. The causes of fears might be many and different for each one. But fear is fear. Unless and until you become fearless and intrepid, you can't walk this path. This is the path for the brave, not for cowards. In fog, there is fear. So when Maya catches hold of you, there is associated fear. Other thing is mire. Seventh, quagmire or mire. Daldal. You can get trapped because you can't see. It has already rained. And there are areas, potholes, and there are areas where you can get trapped. You never know that there is a mire there. Whilst walking, you get trapped in the quicksand. That quicksand may be some person. That quicksand may be a place. That quicksand may be an object, a thing. Anything that brings a disturbance in emotion is Maya. Anything which brings disturbance in emotions, know it as a form of Maya. Anything that makes you think that you are bigger than others and others are smaller. Anything that fills you with ego is Maya. Anything which fills you with pain is Maya. Anything that makes you heavy is Maya. That heavy could be food. That heavy could be, heaviness could be from person, from object, from things, from anything. So when there is a fog, there is chance of getting trapped in the quicksand, in the quagmire of Maya. So what to do if one is trapped? The first thing is accept. If you don't accept and if you deny, then it's very difficult to come out. So the fog of Maya is very subtle. The fog of Maya is invisible. The fog of Maya doesn't allow to function at your own full potential. And when you are under the sway of Maya, you feel tired, exhausted, no interest. No interest to get up for Amrit Vela, no interest to listen to what God is saying. No interest in Gyan and no interest in Yoga. Yes, Seva can continue without Gyan Yoga. Seva doesn't read Gyan and Yoga. Seva doesn't even require any sort of dharana. Somebody can go and keep on doing some gross Seva. And don't think that by doing just Seva, your sanskars would change. Sanskar transformation cannot happen just with Seva. Somebody is saying that I am working and working and serving and serving. I am working so hard. I am serving so much. But that doesn't mean if there is a sanskar of ego, that will persist. If there is a sanskar of attachment, that will persist in spite of seva. The moment seva finishes, you come back to that sanskar that's waiting for you. As it is, untouched. But what you are calling seva is in fact not seva at all. What you are calling seva is just the expansion of your ego. What you are calling seva is just the decoration of your I. So, the Maya is subtle and Maya is no person at all. The weakness is Maya. The imperfection is Maya. The disconnection with God is Maya. Body consciousness is Maya. And this is a foggy world. All the time there is fog. In nature, fog comes and goes. But in the spiritual world, the fog is always there. And what to do to get rid of this fog? Only the one who are deeply connected with the source of light. Only the ones who are deeply connected with the source of light shall not become blind. Otherwise, this world, in this world, a blind is following the blind. There was a picture somebody had sent. Everybody was carrying a board, a picture with a rod, and it was showing sun. There was one man who was carrying this and everybody was following. And they were saying, there is sun, there is sun, there is sun. And the others were calling, carrying smaller board slogans. There's one person there. He is looking at the opposite side and he's saying, the sun is there, up in the sky. Sun is not here. Why everybody is following him? This is artificial. This is superficial, a duplicate. The sun is here. The real sun is here, but everybody is following this sun. So Maya is very subtle. The Maya is royal. The Maya baffles the intellect. So know all the forms. So what are the things that fog does? First, invisibility. Visibility reduces. You can't see. Second, speed reduced. You can't drive fast. The brake system should be powerful to drive fast. Spiritual brake system should also be very powerful. Because when there is a brake helps you to drive fast. Brake is not just to stop the vehicle. It gives you the confidence that you can drive fast. Third, road is slippery. Fourth, accidents. Chances of accidents are too much. Even if less people are on road, yet you can hit somebody or somebody will hit you, even if you are careful. Then you can't see ditch and you can fall in some ditch, some hole. Then there is fear, unknown fear. The fog atmosphere itself creates a fear and there are uncanny voices. Then Maya, dal dal. You can anytime fall into quicksand. Then, so be careful. The winter is around. Fog is waiting for you outside the door. It comes without invitation. Om Shanti.